Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry it from our cold, dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Second Amendment Tuesdays continues here with Attorney Penny Dean on the pulse, continuing our discussion here about interstate transport of firearms, meaning you're going from one state to another with it. I just had to be a little clear on that. You never know. People, you know, confuse interstate with intrastate.
Absolutely. And you know what I look at this as? This is a good excuse to buy another gun case. Because let me tell you what, gun cases are like shoes, okay? You cannot have too many. And so, you know, and particularly the Pelican cases. Have you ever seen all the Pelican cases?
No.
The Pelican cases come in like 4,442 colors, okay? They're the coolest gun cases you will ever see.
And let me guess, you always pick pink.
Well, I would, except for those buggers, they don't make pink.
What?
Yeah. What?
Shame on them.
That's exactly what I was thinking. You know, the only one they ever made pink was like for an iPod, this dinky little...
No.
Yeah, yeah. I think that they're just... It's a communist conspiracy. I think that they should do something about that, you know? Yeah, it's just not even very fair. And, you know, I said I'll even settle for purple, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, not even that, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Well, then what the hell colors do they have?
Black, yellow, orange.
Black isn't a color.
Well, I'll tell you what. They have black, yellow. Their primary cases are known for. I have bright, bright, bright Hunter orange and yellow and black. And primarily the
I've seen a lot of orange this past week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, but anyway, that's another topic.
Yeah. So the bottom line is they're waterproof. They have, like, they're really well known for diving equipment and camera equipment and laptop equipment, and they're pretty heavy-duty cases. These cases, you know, they do the ads where they roll over them with trucks.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and they're just fine.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah, they're just super fine. And here's the other thing. On the corners, they have these super thick holes for your padlocks, because none of these have built-in locks, which I think gun cases that have built-in locks, you lose the key, you know, unless they're padlocks. They're just a pain in the foot. And they're really easier to pry apart. These babies here, okay, and that's what I tell people, because you not only want them to show the local law enforcement who might be being not so nice to you that you're really transporting securely, right?
Uh-huh.
But the other thing you want is, let's say that for some reason you're forced, you fly with them or whatever. You don't want them to be damaged, right?
Right.
But you also don't want the bad guys to get into them or some nosy hole, you know, airline people along the way, right?
I mean, you're not kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. So the bottom line is that I tell people you want to protect your firearm and make sure it's okay. But you also want to, more importantly, at least in my mind, you want to make sure that you are seen as really complying with the law. And it's not fair and it's not right, but if you have a flimsy case, they're going to go, oh, I don't know how lockable that case is. You know, I don't know how, you know, this and that. And this way you can say, look, this is a heavy-duty locking case to keep it secure from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's a good thing. The other thing is they don't specifically say that the ammunition be separate. Okay, and even though...
In the federal law,
they do not say that ammunition has to be separate.
Really?
They just say firearm is unloaded, neither firearm nor any ammunition being transported is readily accessible or is directly accessible from the passenger compartment. However, here's what I tell people, is that you should put it separate. Even though the federal law trumps any state laws regarding transportation being separate or together, the thing I always tell people is, you have your rights, and I'm the first person to stick up for my rights, but do you want to miss a connecting flight because of them?
Right.
Or do you want to be beside the road and you're going to win later, but do you really want to fight the fight? And if you're a person,
right, at what expense in lawyer fees?
Right. Right, that's exactly right. And some people, I represented one person Who was arrested in another state. I represented him on the work here, and I coordinated with a lawyer in another state. And later they found out, oh, we can't prosecute him for these things, right? But meanwhile, he was coming back from a trip, and he was lucky to get extra vacation time. But one particular place, if he didn't have vacation time, they were going to fire him for not coming back to work on time.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, well, he wasn't coming back to work in time because he was sitting in a jail cell. He had been arrested.
Ugh.
Yeah, so I always tell people, you know, if you're independently wealthy or if you own your own business, you can do those things. But I think about the average working guy in a practical world that we shouldn't have to fight these fights. But I always say, okay, there's a practical way around this. And, you know, one by one, people who can afford to can fight these fights. But you want to be aware of these things just to save some grief. Now, here's the other thing that really confuses people. This is the law regarding interstate transportation of firearms. But airlines, as private entities, can make their own rules about how they want you to transport things.
And they could even prohibit you from transporting them, can they?
Certain airlines can, because they are a private entity. They can say that we just won't take them.
All right.
They can say, but the biggest thing that people have to understand is there are some airlines that have limits. Some airlines say, we're only going to let you bring 5 pounds of ammo. Some airlines express it in rounds. And if you go to the different airlines' website, you get an idea of the rules. And because they are not government entities, this law basically says other, quote-unquote, government entities, which means state police, federal law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
okay, and municipalities, meaning cities, towns, and villages, that their law enforcement has to let federal law trump and has to let you transport firearms and ammunition in conformity with federal law.
Sure.
But like any private business, private airlines don't have to, you know, you can say, well, federal law doesn't say anything about ammunition and firearms being separate. And they'll say, that's great. Not getting on our plane. That's really great. You can do all these things under federal law, but this is our plane, and we make the rules.
Yeah.
You know, and it comes back to what my dad used to say, the golden rule. He who has the gold rules.
Ah, there you go. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
Isn't it true to a certain degree?
Well, let me ask this question, too, about transporting ammunition, whether it be on an airplane. Well, the airplane would specify, the airline could specify is how much ammo you can carry. But let's say you're driving again, you know, to, you know, a southern state, and you want to carry a 50-round box, you know, of ammo. You know, it's 50 rounds in it. Mm-hmm. Is that excessive to have, or?
No, that's not even a good start.
Well.
that's not even a good start.
No, I'm just thinking, if you are pulled over on the side of the road, and for some reason they find out you got this gun, you got the ammo, and they're going to look at 50 rounds and go, what do you need all that for?
No.
Your gun only holds 7.
Well, there's no rule on the amount of ammunition that's included in this.
You know? I've heard horror stories of people who have been pulled over and they, you know, are found to have, like, say, 1,000 rounds of ammo, and, you know, the police were, like, really scrutinizing them.
Absolutely, and that could be a problem. But
that's why you said go buy your ammo at the other end of your trip.
If you can, unless you're like me, I get ammo, you know, whenever there's ammo on sale, I buy a whole ton because save money. Why would you want to waste your money?
Right.
Or like yesterday, I won 500 rounds of .308.
Very nice.
Isn't that cool?
Cool.
Cool. At a hunter education thing. So I was just thrilled. I'm like, I got 500 rounds. So
for free.
Yeah, for free.
Nice.
I never win. I was like, I won. And I actually almost missed my number. They called it, and they were like, going once, going twice. I went, oh, this is mine.
Hey, the fact that you even got ammo is something.
Yeah, that's exactly right. 500 rounds. Of
nice.
308, of nice federal 308. I was like, wow, I am cool.
Cool.
Yeah. And so I look at this here, and I say, there is no limit. Now, some what I call local yokel or some law enforcement officer who's not educated on this might give you a hard time, mm-hmm. but I see nothing in the law. They don't say anything in the law about 50 rounds, 100 rounds, 500 rounds. And let's be honest, if you're taking a trip, let's say you're going to a shooting class, any type of weekend shooting class, you're going to go through a minimum 1,000 rounds.
Sure.
Right? And so you're going to want to have it with you. So in that case, you don't want to ruin your trip. So you don't want to have to buy it there. You know, you want to have what you know is familiar with and works in your firearm.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, some guns are what I call picky eaters. And I don't have any picky eaters. Mine shoot anything you give it. But, you know, some people do. Some people do. They go, oh, this Beretta only likes spear or this whatever. And my answer is, oh, no. Anything I have has to shoot everything.
Yeah.
There'll be no picky eaters in the house, you know.
Oh, boy. Well, Penny, we got to roll here. Time flies when we're having fun. I have too much fun with this every week. But we'll chat more next Tuesday.
Okay.
All right. How do people get in touch with you?
230-9999.
All right. Penny at pennydean.com.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Penny, thank you very much.
Thank you, too. See you next week.
All righty.